You're listening to The Monocle Arts Review, and I'm Robert Bound. Today we're casting our gaze down to South America for the 32nd São Paulo Biennale, biennial I should say, which has been taking place in the Brazilian city since September. Our woman on the ground out there is art critic and journalist Claire Rigby, who joins me on the line now. Claire, welcome to the programme. And first of all, 32nd, it's the 32nd São Paulo Biennial. People might be surprised that this one is so old. It's the second oldest after the Venice Biennale, the daddy, as it were. Is the art on the walls? Are the people attending it in rude health?
Yes, I would say so. I would definitely say so. I think it's the fourth Biennale that I've seen for myself, and it was really fantastic. I don't know how popular it's actually been. I've seen quite a bit of criticism of it. It's a very slow-burning Biennale. There's a lot of work there that you kind of need to take some time with and kind of sit with a bit. And people obviously don't always have the time and the patience for that. But I've just done my second visit yesterday and spent the whole day more or less there and like it more and more.
And it's got an interesting title. It's Live Uncertainty. Now, there is a reason why people don't call TV shows this particular thing. How are they approaching this title, Claire?
I think it's quite a loose theme. It's not sort of something that they're wearing very, you know, they wear it quite lightly. But I think it's actually, it kind of pervades the whole thing quite nicely. There's a sense of lots of space between the works. There's a lot of kind of openness to them. I mean, as one of the particular themes, I think, within the kind of uncertainty thing is there's a very strong theme of ritual, of kind of traditional rituals and ceremonies and stuff, and also kind of more contemporary rituals that sort of being invented. And I think that ties into the uncertainty side of things in the sense that ritual is a way of dealing with uncertainty, and it's a way of sort of living inside it and, you know, kind of putting it to a rhythm and embracing it at the same time as kind of being quite uncertain. Certain about what things mean, if that makes any sense. That was one of the sort of strong senses I got from some of the works there.
And obviously art making itself it becomes ritualistic. It becomes a way of making sense of the world and what you see around you as well. Do you see any of the element of working in pieces collected under this title, Live Uncertainty? Do you get a sense of some of the craft, some of the studio time that's gone into these pieces?
Yes, I think so. I think one of them in particular is one of the sort of the only really kind of monumental work. There's not kind of grandstanding work at this Biennale, but there's one quite beautiful monumental piece of work by Laís Mirra, which is called Double Standard, which is two beautifully constructed towers right in the centre of the main part of the building. And they reach kind of through the floors, through the centre. One of them's made of traditional Brazilian kind of materials like clay and wood and straw and stuff. And the other one is made of brick, steel, glass. Yes, I mean, I think in quite a literal sense that that's kind of about construction, and you can kind of see the construction in that. There's a lot of kind of workshop stuff as well. There are not so much about construction, but there are kind of even political workshops actually for discussion and kind of, you know, works in progress kind of happening on the spot. So yeah, I think so in that sense.
Okay, cool. We're going to move on to some of the stuff that's been standing out for you. I know you flagged up there's a sort of preponderance of video art this year, Claire. So talk us through that, maybe with an idea to answer the question, you know, where is a million people will want to know this. when is a film a film, and when is a film a piece of video art?
That's a really good question. Yeah, there's...
Well, lucky we've got 4.5 minutes to answer it. Kaboom!
Let's get it answered. It's a question you're asking yourself most of the time when you're watching some of these videos. There are some, even some of the best ones. There's one in particular by Gabriel Abranches, which is a joking relationship. And it's just a kind of short film, really, where an indigenous girl falls in love with a robot. And you're watching it and enjoying it and thinking, yeah, I mean, it's art in the sense that film itself is an art form. But I'm not really sure how it quite fit into the Biennale, or, you know, albeit it was really good fun. Lots of documentary there. There's loads of documentary video. And again, some of the best stuff. It was really some of the best stuff. You know, how it fits into art. It's really difficult to say, but certainly there was one in particular that was just incredibly beautiful, moving, thought-provoking, pure documentary. And that's selection of videos from this 30-year project called Video nas Aldeias, Video in the Villages, where 40 different Brazilian peoples, indigenous peoples, have been themselves filming and being filmed over the past three decades. It's really incredible. There's such diverse people, the rituals, the way they look is just so incredibly different. I think that's art in the sense that, you know, you're reflecting constantly as you're watching it.
And one thing that sort of popped off the page to me, reading some of your notes, Claire, was this work by Hito Sterel, the German artist, Hell Yeah, Fuck We Die, which sounds like a much more of a sort of obviously artistic piece of video art or film. Maybe tell us a little bit about this one and how it made you feel, because just reading the description of it made me slightly moved.
Yes. It seems kind of quite almost... Almost when you first see it, it seems almost a bit gimmicky. It's a kind of sort of industrial style installation with these three screens, and so what you're watching is video footage, which I think the artist has, you know, well, I know she has, she's kind of taken from different places online, and some of it is actual footage of, we've seen it ourselves, some of them are kind of robots that are being tested and they're being pushed and prodded, sometimes pushed over, or bricks thrown at them, and there are some computerized models of these kind of strangely persistent robot-like forms walking along and having bricks thrown at them, almost like a video game. And, you know, your heart goes out to them. It's in a kind of strange sort of way at times. You know, you see them sort of stumble and fall. And, you know, as a human, you can't help but feel empathetic for half a second to them. But obviously the whole point of those, you know, models and of those kind of tests is actually to make them resilient and to make them indestructible, you know, to make them these indestructible kind of androids or, robot beings. So... you know, it's almost a sense in which your own emotions betray you. Yeah, really, really great video. Strange title, you know, really fantastic video and installation in itself.
Well, let's move it on to politics and protests, something that a lot of biennials around the world sort of want to embrace politics and protest. And then a lot of works. And then occasionally, of course, we know the story, the sad story, it might be said, of works being taken out of a biennial. Where does the São Paulo biennial sit in terms of politics and protest and the strength of its works and perhaps the intellectual and political strength to keep works in the show?
Well, I think the São Paulo Biennale has got a history of, again, you know, as all biennials do, of including political works. The last one in particular, in 2014, was extremely political and, you know, quite heavily criticised for sometimes being a bit dogmatic in a sense, you know, kind of a little bit literal-minded with its politics, albeit it was a wonderful biennale as well. This one is much less overtly political. But there are some works that obviously deal with politics. I mean, I've already mentioned some of these videos that deal with indigenous themes, a highly political issue here in Brazil, or at least, you know, one hopes always that it becomes more political than it is. It's not really a theme properly dealt with here always. So it's great to see it in art form, in the video forms. There's a lot of videos, or there's two in particular, sorry, not videos, but artworks, that deal with the Mariana mining disaster that happened just about exactly a year ago, just this week, when a dam of kind of residue, of mining residue, burst in Mariana, in Minas Gerais, in the state of Minas Gerais, and flooded the land, you know, the landscape for miles around, killed 19 people, poisoned the river, the Rio Doce. So there are two particular works that deal with that. Not deal with that, but they both kind of incorporate the Rio Doce and kind of river mythology and an environment. So in that sense, that's quite overtly political. There was some protests just as the Biennale opened. It opened on the 7th of September. And just exactly a week before, President Dilma Rousseff had been impeached. So it was a really sort of fraught moment, and it's still, you know, which still continues now in Brazilian politics. So at the opening of the Biennale, a lot of the artists, I don't know about most of them, but an awful lot of the artists got together, and they all had T-shirts on with the slogan, Fora Temer, out with Temer, who is the previous vice president and now the president of Brazil, who's seen as, you know, by many people as a usurper, and, you know, that it's a kind of coup that was carried out against Rousseff. So there was this protest and they were chanting, and in itself that kind of chant formed a kind of ritual. Eventually there was a circle of people just chanting Fora Temer, another slogan. So yeah, it actually became a very heightened political atmosphere.
Okay, Claire, well, thank you very much for talking us so eloquently through the São Paulo Biennial. It's on until December the 11th. If you're in the city, get down there soon. Go there anyway, even if you're nowhere near São Paulo. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks to my guest, Claire Rigby, on the line there from São Paulo. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds, and this show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be discussing what's happening on the Japanese music scene with Nick Luscombe. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bounds, thanks for tuning in.